This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shake those cobwebs off now. The Independence Day holiday weekend is behind us. Let's rock and roll.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
On what's on your mind.
Here's what I tell everyone.
From the legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
I was born by God's dear grace.
550 K-Fire and the patriotic
in an extraordinary
blowtorch of the Red River Valley.
For the stars and stripes.
AM 1100, the flag.
An eagle fly.
Out west, of course, you have KLTC on the western edge. And AM 1090, the flag, booming to the Bakken. However you're listening, on one of the apps.
Happiness ain't out.
On the website, at your desk, streaming away. However, you're listening. Maybe it's the replay. Evenings on K-Fire 550 from 7 till 9. Whatever way you are accessing the program, we appreciate you. Thank you. For listening to What's on Your Mind. My name's Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn as well. K-Fly, as we call him. Our super producers, Chris Larson and Daniel, answers the calls when you call. More open phone time to answer the question, what's on your mind, till the bottom of the hour. Six killed, at least 31 injured in a parade shooting yesterday. A parade shooting. Some sick, twisted individual decides, I'm going to find a perch on top of a building, and I'm randomly going to shoot people at a 4th of July parade. Now, Illinois gun laws are unbelievable. Universal background checks, gun owner licensing, waiting periods, minimum age law, open carry reporting, risk protection orders, domestic violence gun laws, red flag. Like, the gun grabbers give them an A in Illinois. They pat him on the head. Oh, you're doing so good. You got every law you possibly get to have. You guys are so great. And this stuff happens. This is a case study for how, no matter how many laws you have, when you have a cold stone heart, stone cold heart, when you
evil does what evil does.
Evil does what evil does. So it's up to us to say, whoa, look at the social media on this kid here. What the heck is going on? Don't know anything about his family situation, but I know, you said he was a rapper, Kevin?
Yeah, yep.
And I know his social media was filled with all kinds of garbage, all kinds of red flags.
Nasty videos, yeah. Yep, all kinds of red flags.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sad, sad ordeal. What's the answer, do you believe? Welcome your answers to that question at 701-258-0550. We've talked about a lot of different things today, and that's what it's all about. Little heads up on what's to come tomorrow. Wade Beauchamp will join us. Wade is the Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions. An update on their project. Any questions you have, fire away tomorrow on the program. Thursday, we're going to talk to Greta Van Susteren from The Record. She has a new show on Newsmax. Greta is going to be here on Thursday. You excited about that?
Awesome.
Yeah. And also Game and Fish Director Jeb Williams will join us for a little talk radio town hall early. Anything you have in the way of questions or comments for the Game and Fish Director in North Dakota, fire away. We're taking your calls for that.
Have to find out if he's worried about the giant African land snails that are invading Florida right now. I kid you not.
The giant?
Yeah.
African
land snails.
Land snail.
Yes. Don't handle them without gloves on. They can be quite quite nasty.
What does that mean?
They're as big as your fist.
They puke on you, nasty, or what do they?
Snails as big as your fist.
They eat you, or what do they do?
No, they're going to add this to the monkeypox, the new variant, and the murder hornets.
Well, the President of the United States,
giant African land snails.
Joe Biden said the next pandemic, so he clearly has one on his calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's hear.
Unbelievable.
What is the variant I saw? It's the BR5, or so did you see this? The new COVID deal. It's like the, what is it here? I'll find it. Yeah, BR5 or something. It's The new variant.
Oh, they'll find that.
It's going to be
51.
BA5. It will be One surgeon this month, more symptoms, more breakthrough infections, and more resistant to treatments. The BA5. The worst yet. Just in time for November.
Another story you're not hearing as much about because of Chicago. Two Philadelphia cops were shot during a July 4th event.
Both non-fatally, thank God.
Cop shootings.
Yep.
Multiple shootings in cities over the July 4th weekend. The vast majority of those run by Democrats who let criminals out of jail in those big cities. Why? I have no idea. You did a little research for me, Kevin. Thank you on how it is that Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Having a hard time with that one.
I am, yeah, sorry. She is saying crime is down, and she is accurate in as much as 239 deaths, 971 injuries by gun. At this point last year, it was 24 less deaths, 100 less injuries. And this woman is celebrating over 200 deaths.
Yeah. 8% is the number over the last 2 years. It's down.
Nearly 900. Yeah.
It's down 8%. It's down. We're in the hundreds.
It's literally down 8%.
Yeah.
And this is, she's spiking the football.
It's getting better.
She is spiking the football.
Yep.
He can't make it up. Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I know you don't. You get the bell for that one. You don't.
What's on your mind is brought to you today by University of Mary. Cybersecurity professionals are in high demand right now. Of course, the attackers are everywhere. To meet the rising technology needs of small, medium, large-sized businesses, everybody needs this, as well as to address challenges that resonate across the globe. So you, Mary, stepped up, said, they're going to have a cybersecurity administration degree program. You complete it on campus or online on your schedule. So if you or someone you know is looking for a career in a much-needed field right now, the University of Mary offers personalized degree programs that support career success and personal fulfillment. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. Remember, use the promo code Scott. They waive the application fee. You got nothing to lose. Just give it a shot. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 258-0550. Whatever's on your mind today, lay it on us. 258-0550. Go, John. How are you?
You know, I'm fine, thank you. What we're dealing with when you deal with the communists, and you have to go through their history, and especially Chinese, is an unrestricted war. Chinese communist characteristics. That has to be taken into consideration because the Chinese communists will do everything and anything. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. You're right. They will.
Okay. They will do everything and anything to try to get control and full control, even military control, if they can. It's in their nature to do so. There's many other things that they'll try to do as far as trying to get a control over different things. I was trying to look in this book I was reading here about the Chinese.
What's the book called? What's the name of the book, John?
It's called The Specter of Communism. It's put out by the Epoch Times.
Yeah, they do it better than anybody.
Huh?
They report on this issue you're talking about better than anybody out there.
Yeah, they do. They certainly do. And gives you a good first-class history of what they're capable of. And they're capable of everything and anything.
Sadly.
I'd hate to see North Dakota National Guard have to fight them when it comes right down to it in order to gain complete authority over that land up there in around Grand Forks. It could well come to that. You don't know what they're capable of. And they might use military force to try to keep control over that land.
John, I want to ask you something quickly here. We only have about a minute left.
Okay.
Do you believe that foreign ownership is something we should discourage in the United States, or are we just talking specifically about China, given that they have a 100-year strategy to kick our butt and are in a 100-year war with us? What is this about China, or is this about foreign-owned?
This is about primarily any communist country that wants to get a hold of the top 6 inches of American soil in order to eat. And that's the case with China.
They're great points on your part. The book he's talking about comes from the Epoch Times. Epoch is spelled E-P-O-C-H. Their website is theepictimes.com. I'm going to give you another book, John. A guy by the name of Michael Pillsbury wrote this. It's called The 100-Year Marathon. The 100-Year Marathon is the title of the book. All about China's secret strategy to replace America as a global superpower. Here's the sad news. They're well on their way into that 100-year marathon. And we're not even of the opinion that we're at war with them. So we got some work to do quick, but thankfully people like you are paying attention. God bless you, John. Thanks for calling. More when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
On What's on Your Mind, coming up before the end of the hour, Sean Doberstein will join us to talk about traveling. About 9,000 flights were delayed, nearly 1,000 canceled over the weekend. Airlines battling a string of staffing shortages from the pandemic. Did that affect travelers?
Didn't
out of Hector International
Airport, time off during the pandemic? Should be ready to work by now, right?
Yeah, I don't. I think some left because of the vaccine mandate. I think There's some that just, I'm done with this. I'm done with the insanity, so they retire early. Kevin, you found that out from a pilot buddy of yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
heavy dose of early retirements.
Yeah, a lot of the commercial pilots come out of the military, and they already have a military career to retire on, and they just decided with a lot of the COVID things and the all of it, lost about at least a third to early retirement. Yeah,
we're going to dig into this a little bit with Sean Doberstein. He is the executive director of Hector International Airport. He is saying this doesn't end anytime soon.
No,
saw that on Nightly Review. Which, by the way, is a wonderful way to watch the news.
They are recruiting pilots, freshmen entering UND's pilot program. Mm-hmm. They are already getting, the headhunters are out. If you're in a pilot program, one of the universities in this country, you are wanted.
So right between the shortage time. And the fuel prices, pretty soon it's going to be cost prohibitive to even fly.
There's that.
At this rate.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Action Movers today. Veteran-owned, family-owned, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. That's right. And their business is booming. If you have a move in your future, start now. Start now. There's ways, by the way, for you to pay that move when you list your home, if you're moving, through Action Movers. All the details at actionmovers.com. That's two A's in action. Or call them at 701-566-5532. And if you're looking for a gig, they are hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck, in Fargo, in Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time, pass a background check, you got a job. Have a Class A CDL, they'll turn you into a over-the-road truck driver and have a program to help you become an owner-operator. That's how they do it. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, actionmovers.com, or call this number, jot this down, 701-566-5532. Let me go rapid fire through some texts here. Let's see. Her real name is Beetlejuice for the Bat in Chicago. I think we have a different name now besides Lightfoot and Lightweight.
Yeah.
They want to call her Beetlejuice.
She has that look a bit, yeah.
But crime is down.
It really does.
Crime is down in Chicago. There's nothing to see here. It's down 8%. It's only, there's only 200 deaths now so far this year as opposed to, 220 last year. So, it's fine. Things are fine. It's my understanding that Lori Lightfoot, says another listener, only is concerned about white people crime. Black and black shooting, she doesn't care. I don't know. This woman does not belong running a city. Texter says, what perplexes me is how a literal zombie was elected mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be perplexing when you look at Chicago. And how long has voter fraud been happening in Chicago? She is another puppet.
Back to the story in suburban Chicago over the weekend, the July 4th.
Lake Forest, yeah.
Right.
But Lake Forest.
Was it Lake Forest?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think it was Lake Forest. Anyway, it's suburban Chicago, no, Highland Park or something. The shooter must be black, no mention of race. Do we know the race of the shooter?
He's not black.
Okay. Texter says, Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, Wyoming, and Alabama have the highest mortality rate in the U.S. from gun violence, according to the CDC. I think we're number one in need of defining gun violence. Number two, if that's, I guess, a per capita thing they're probably trying to say. That there's more there, I don't know. Texter says, just when America is celebrating her birthday, we get the awful news about deranged people killing innocent people. So sad. Happened in Philadelphia, two cops shot. Happened at this suburban Illinois place. It's very sad. It's very, very sad. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for addressing the Fufang situation. I wish farmers like the Campbells would stop selling prime farmland in the valley to Bill Gates. That's almost a bigger crime. It's a whole other show almost there, although Doug Goring was on with Laura Ingraham. Was that yesterday on this very topic?
I want to say, no, it was June 24th, about a week and a half.
Doug Goring is the ag commissioner in North Dakota, was asked specifically about the story. We have the clip. Go ahead and roll that for the
This is him on with Laura Ingraham.
For the answer, for the listener here.
And now another Ingraham exclusive. North Dakotans were up in arms this week when a rogue trust
purchased 2,100 acres of farmland 50 miles from the Canadian border. They were even more incensed when the state's attorney general got to the bottom of who was behind this. Bill Gates, the man who is pushing for the U.S. to move 100% of artificial beef, purchased the land under something called Red River Trust. Isn't that cute? Now, while the transfer of ownership to the trust breaks no North Dakota laws, Gates has proven that it has to prove that it's not in violation of corporate farming laws. So has he done this? Joining me now is North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture, Doug Gehring. Doug, how are your constituents reacting to their possible new neighbor, and why the secrecy about the eventual ownership here?
Yeah, hard to say why. I would say it's land transactions generally aren't that public, but somebody caught this one. Maybe it was in the courthouse. Maybe somebody was going through files and deeds, and when it was being filed, maybe it sparked some interest. But it certainly sparked a lot of comments from the community, from those across the state, landowners, farmers, ranchers. It's not like Mr. Gates has necessarily embraced the values of our community, of our state, of rural America, and especially with the fact that his attack on meat protein, his persistent attack on CO2 and being defined as toxic gas and climate change, and then his positions on population control, it's got a lot of people up in arms.
My phone rang off the hook.
Is she done now?
Yeah, that's it.
Laura was about to say something else, yeah. but you got the gist of it there, and it's Doug Gehring, by the way. Mm-hmm. She called him Doug Gehring. Come on, Laura, yeah. Get it right. But that's the attention this story is getting that the listener was talking about. It is certainly gaining some attention here. I'd love a conversation someday to say, you know, agriculture is a global business.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is a global business. So I don't think necessarily foreign-owned is bad. Chinese-owned is different to me completely because of their designs to destroy America as we know it. In space, everywhere, right? They have this 100-year strategy. I think that's just a hard stop on Chinese investment, 100%. Now, where there are Chinese opportunities for U.S. producers, that makes some sense. But I'd love this conversation from the standpoint. I think it's naive to say, hey, we're going to be isolationists, cut them all off, and willing seller, willing buyer when it's Bill Gates. I don't know how you say, no, I'm going to intervene, and you can't do that. You can't be that seller. You're messing with the market a little bit there. I'd just be curious what landowners think. More after
my this. Name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large number of people took to the skies over the 4th of July weekend, despite predictions of carriers not being able to handle the volume. Nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport security checkpoints Friday, the most since February of 2020. Another 2.2 million were screened Saturday and 2.1 million on Sunday. 464 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend. Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Make today the day you do it. Just something a little different, right? Just I'm going to do it a little bit different today, right? Tuesday, hot beef sandwich is what I'm having for lunch today. Valley City, exit 292, head north. Chicken pot pie, another choice there as well. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, coming out from 94 or 29, but by Bonanzaville and the home for the 10 best days of summer. The Red River Valley Fair, chip beef. Or meatloaf today. Tater Tot Hot Dish MP Avenue, pulled pork in Glendon, chicken fettuccine on 45th. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. What more can I say? 4 for $4 deal, the inflation buster, the pizza, 2 homemade cookies, the 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. What's on your mind? Jeff in Jamestown, then we'll get to our guest Sean Doberstein to talk about a tough weekend, 9,000 flights delayed, 1,000 canceled Saturday and Sunday. What does this mean for the future of air travel in the short term? Will North Dakota be impacted? We'll talk with Sean about that in a moment. But Jeff, first, your comments. What's on your mind? Jeff, are you there? We're not hearing you. Maybe you muted yourself. Last chance, Jeff. All right. I don't hear him. Going once, going twice, going 3 times. Not there.
See you, Jeff.
See you, Jeff. We tried. Yeah, exactly right. Texture says, Scott, those red flag laws are dangerous and unconstitutional, not only in regards to the Second Amendment, but also privacy, due process, right to address your accuser, innocent until proven guilty, etc. Any North Dakota government official who supports red flag laws should be immediately impeached. Any official that disagrees with these laws needs to figure out how they are going to replace the money that the federal government is going to withhold for not implementing the red flag laws. The whole enchilada on that debate is how do you define what is worthy of a red flag? And when somebody else gets to decide, it is a dangerous path, no doubt about it. I know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. But you're right. Tough. Another texter says, do you know if we can buy land in China like they can buy land here? Anybody from these countries buying here should have reciprocity for us to be able to purchase land in their country. Don't know the answer to that question. I do not know. How ironic that the United States celebrates their Independence Day on the 4th of July by using Chinese-made fireworks, says another listener. The country that's destroying the United States. The CCP just laughs at us. They give us COVID, we do nothing. They bring in CCP-controlled businesses, and we let them buy, paying with our tax dollars. It never ends.
We get to blow up China. What's the problem?
Last one here. Scott, don't take me wrong on foreign investors. I'm just looking at it as a whole worldwide. China is the one to watch. There is reason they have the biggest bank in the world, and we help make it that way by trusting the promises of the past. There you go. Sean Duberstein, Executive Director of the Hector International Airport in Fargo, joins us now to talk about the weekend that was and how much more of that's in our future. Sean, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for the time. So I don't know how much Fargo was impacted, but I know nationally about 9,000 flights delayed, 1,000 or so canceled Saturday. What's happening?
Well, I checked with our station managers this morning and got an update from Friday through today, and really no issues to report. You know, a few inbound flights were a little bit late, but there weren't any delays or cancellations that concerned them or anything here that they brought to my attention from Friday through yet this morning. So I think pretty smooth sailing so far, but it's not to say that passengers may not have been impacted once they got to the hubs of Minneapolis, Chicago, Denver, or Dallas with a connecting flight, or passengers that were coming to Fargo could have been impacted at their originating airport through the hub that they came through to get to Fargo. And the airlines do a really good job with the technology now, so they'll text you, email you, or if there's any flight delays or cancellations. So we really don't see a lot of people just lingering about the airport here, because of a canceled flight. It's because of the advance notice that they've given the passengers to try and minimize that as much as possible.
What is causing these delays?
Well, there's a number of factors. Primarily, I think it's a staffing shortage. And I forwarded you a letter that came out between the Regional Airline Association and the Airline Pilots Union, ELPA, and some disagreements on what's causing it all. But there's no doubt there's a pilot shortage. The Regional Airline Association reported that we're about 12,000 some pilots short today of pilots that would be flying aircraft that are currently parked between all the different carriers just because of lack of workforce in that current career.
And that isn't sound. That to me isn't something that you fix quickly. That's a pipeline problem that isn't going anywhere anytime soon, right?
No, and I've been involved at the national level for well over 8 years, knowing that this situation was coming even before the pandemic. The pandemic certainly accelerated it with early retirements and other things that happened at the airline level with those pilots. You get into the 1,500-hour rule, prior to the Colgan air crash in 2009, an ATP or the first officer could sit in the right seat with 250 hours. Congress and the FAA arbitrarily increased that to 1,500 hours here a number of years ago, with the exception of a military pilot could get in with 750 hours. And if you graduated from an accredited flight school like the University of North Dakota or Ohio State Embry-Riddle, you could get in at 1,000 hours. So those students and those pilots coming out of these accredited schools are flying aircraft that really have nothing to do with what they're going to be flying in the future for the regionals or the mainline carriers. So there's a lot of training that's involved. And those pilots that have completed the training and have attained the 1,000 or 1,500 hours, there's a significant delay in getting them through the simulators as well. There aren't enough simulators around the world to train the pilots to get them their ATP so that they can go and operate and work for an airline.
The letter you mentioned that was forwarded to you by Kyle Wanner, who is the executive director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission, talks about a strong level of infighting and disagreement that is ongoing within the industry right now. What's that all about? What's the infighting over?
Just there's always been a disconnect or a disagreement between the Regional Airline Association and ELPA. I guess I would defer to them for further comment on that. I deal with people on both sides of the issue there, but there are some that claim that there isn't a pilot shortage. Well, there definitely is, and even the CEOs of the airlines acknowledge that. That's why they're parking airplanes, because they don't have the workforce to keep the aircraft in the air. So, that was a June 15th letter that went out to ELPA, and I guess I'll just let it stand for itself. It's kind of self-explanatory. But
yeah,
I don't think the situation is going to get better anytime soon.
The big battle seems to be a difference of opinion of proposed solutions, and if one side is saying and solutions to alleviate the workforce shortage issues we're talking about. And if one side says we don't have a shortage,
I definitely, if, you know, if I were you, have a conversation with the dean from the John D. Odegaard School up at UND, and then also bring it up with the delegation the next time you talk to them to get their take on it. There's a lot of political things that are engaged here, a lot of disagreement about the 250 hours to the arbitrary 1,500 hour rule. I think there are things that they could do to give pilots credit for other flight. There's a Flight Qualification Act that's out there right now that would give pilots some credit for some of those hours that they've accrued, you know, since they got their pilot certificate.
So if you had a magic wand, Sean, how would you fix it? Short-term and long-term.
I would definitely address the 1,500-hour rule to reduce that to something that's more manageable. If you take a foreign pilot on Lufthansa or British Airways, they're flying into JFK or LAX as we speak with 300 hours. But yet here, they hold the pilots to a higher standard. And you go back to the Colgan Air situation that happened in 2009, both of those pilots had way over that amount of hours and training in their resumes. So I think, you know, our industry, you know, the airports and other airline associations have been talking about the 1,500 hours, but there's a very strong support out there for them, the Colgan families that show up at the hearings and so forth. And I just think now it's time to take a step back and address that as well. It'd be nice to have more simulators out there to get more pilots that are waiting in the queue to get them out to the regionals and the mainline carriers to get rid of that backlog as well. But still, there aren't enough pilots in the pipeline. And if you look at what the accredited schools are charging, say if it's UND, Ohio State, or Embry-Riddle, those students, you know, accrue a lot of debt as they're going through the aviation programs. And as that prop is turning, they're paying that $180, $200 an hour rate on that aircraft if they accumulate the hours for their flight training. So there's a lot of different things. Mom and dad take Joe or Susie up to UND or these places and say, okay, what's this aviation program all about? And then they look at the cost and say, okay, well, find something else to do. It's been tough. Like, say, the number of kids coming out of high school these days, you know, after 2026 is going to decrease significantly just because of the birth rate. So if we're looking for bodies to fill jobs, whether it's in the aviation industry or others, they just aren't going to be there because of the declining birth rate in this country.
So this problem isn't going to solve itself easily. A lot of moving parts to it. I mean, is this the new norm for the foreseeable future as far as these delays?
I believe so. The new norm, I mean, there's going to be your isolated areas around the country. I think Fargo is well positioned to be that regional airport to continue to have service. But I think there's quite a few airports around the country that are threatened. You can read about that about every day in the aviation publications about the impact this ongoing pilot shortage is going to have on air service and communities throughout the country. And as they park airplanes or consolidate because of lack of workforce, it's definitely going to impact. And people in a lot of communities around the country are going to end up driving that hour and a half to the closest airport to get access to the air transportation system.
And literally, planes are parked because we don't have enough pilots.
There are. I think United's around 200-some. American announced here a few days ago or within the last couple of weeks that 100-some airplanes parked, and I think there's more that will be parked just because they don't have the pilots. I mean, our frequencies are down here. I mean, we're still doing well boarding-wise, but American is down to 2 flights a day to Dallas and 2 flights a day to Chicago. Normally, they'd be at 4 to each of those markets. Frontier's talking about cutting out our Wednesday service to Denver as they cope with the shortage. You've got Frontier looking at Spirit Airlines, JetBlue looking at Spirit Airlines, and some realms, or if you read some of the publications, that's to get access to their pilots. I think there's other carriers talking about mergers or acquisitions just because they're looking at acquiring workforce, more pilots, to try and solve their situations. So they're paying well, I think. The pay has been addressed some time ago, and it's getting better, and hopefully more people choose aviation as a career.
Couple of questions for you, one on this topic, one on a completely different topic related to the restaurant and the gift shop. We'll ask you on the other side of the break. Sean Doberstein with us. Sean's executive director of the Hector International Airport in Fargo, talking about something that nationwide is a problem right now, and that is cancellations and delays because of a pilot shortage. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime of those new Buicks and GMCs. Plus, used vehicles. Plenty of them on there. Many of them with that lifetime powertrain warranty, like 33 at this point. A couple of different Subaru Foresters, a Mazda CX-5, or the manager's choice. 2021 Toyota RAV4 that was $46,575. Is now $42,980. Many more, though. Check them out at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour. Final segment for What's on Your Mind tomorrow, by the way, on the program. Wade Beauchamp, Executive VP of Summit Carbon Solutions, for an update on that. Any calls, questions, comments on the project are welcome on the program. They've done a lot of landowner meetings of late, a lot of discussions happening. So it's a vital project to the future of energy innovation We'll talk with the folks from Summit Carbon Solutions tomorrow and welcome your calls for them as well. Wrapping up our chat with Sean Deberstein, Executive Director of the Hector International Airport in Fargo. Couple of comments with the same theme. Sean, how about the pilots dismissed for not taking the vax, says Margie. And another texter says they can explain all they want, but the bottom line with the pilot shortage is the mandated vaccine. That's why it is as bad as it is. Would you agree or disagree with that, Sean?
It certainly has had some impact. I don't know the exact numbers on pilots that were released because of the vaccine, but that certainly has been a factor.
Somebody else has a suggestion. Ask Sean if the new plans happening at the airport would move the restaurant and gift shop beyond the TSA check. Nobody gets off a plane and shops, then has lunch before going home. We had four TSA checks on a storm hold over because the restaurant is on the wrong side of the terminal, says the listener.
Yeah, there's definitely plans to expand the food and beverage options and restaurant in the gift shop area in the expanded concept that our board picked last week. So, yes, definitely there will be more options for passengers once you get through the checkpoint. We, at this point, won't break ground on that until spring of 2024, just based on the terminal area study and the completion of that, along with working with the FAA and funding and eligibility of the justification to add on to the terminal.
And you've talked about this before, but the reduction in travel from the pandemic sort of put everything on hold in the way of expansion, right? So it's now this surge is back. How are just Fargo's numbers looking like compared to pre-pandemic and now? Are we back beyond normal?
No, we're not quite there yet. You know, November of last year was an all-time busiest November on record. But usually the months now that we've completed, you know, through June are either the second or third busiest all-time particular month, you know, since we started keeping stats back in 1931. So, I mean, we're almost there, but not quite. And a lot of that has to do with lack of seats and frequencies. We've lost a number of flights and frequencies just because of the shortage.
Interesting. So that too, is causing part of the problem. But am I right that a lot of the expansion and a lot of plans on the table had to be put on hold?
They did, yeah. We were ready to start this terminal area study in March of 2020, right when the pandemic started, and then the FAA put all of that on hold around the country. And we started it as soon as they gave us the green light, and like I say, it's about a 10-month process to go through, and we hope to complete that in September. And like I say, the East expansion, there'll be room to put on four additional passenger boarding bridges. We have five right now. The plan would be to put on four. We may not install all four bridges, but there'll be room for expansion here. We may only put on two more bridges at this point, but we'll see. We're working with the airlines. All of our carriers here have been involved in this process and will continue to be as they're the ones that really have requested the additional space and more room to accommodate our mutual customers.
Got it. Where are the lion's share of travelers that fly out of Fargo and Hector International Airport come from? Is it a 50-mile radius? Is it what's the farthest that's typical that people take advantage of the options that you have here? Give us a little idea of your trade area.
Yeah, biggest area. I mean, we draw well within 100 miles of Fargo, and then, of course, then you have some exceptions for carriers like Allegiant Frontier that'll draw all the way from Canada, all the way into South Dakota, down towards St. Cloud, Alexandria. They have these heat maps, so when we meet with them, they can show us exactly where their customers are coming from by the zip code on the reservation that they have. So Allegiant, you know, draws from a much wider area just based on their schedules and their cost. Delta, American, and United, the more traditional legacy carrier, hub-and-spoke carrier, probably are drawing, you know, more from within that 100-mile area. But like I say, the majority of people are probably right here in the metro is where the biggest percentage of customers are coming from based on zip code.
Interesting. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Sean?
You know, we're in the midst of just starting our checkpoint expansion here. We have two lanes, as people know, when you come up to the security checkpoint. We're expanding that to three. The walls have been moved out for some time, and the electrical has been in place for some time, but the TSA's contractor is starting that tonight. So there's been a number of media advisories out there to get here early, you know, a couple hours before your flight, because we'll be down to a one-lane operation starting later today through, I guess, the project's supposed to be completed July 22nd. But there will be three lanes once that process is done.
So a little temporary pain for some long-term gain. One now,
correct.
But
yeah.
Three coming.
Yeah,
love
TS,
it.
Yeah, the TSA is standardizing all of the X-ray units at the checkpoints throughout the entire state. I think Minot just completed theirs. We're next in line, and at some point Bismarck and Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Jamestown, and Dickinson, Williston will all get them as well, the same units.
Got it. Sean, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update.
Yep. Call anytime, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Sean Doberstein, Executive Director of Fargo's Hector International Airport. A lot of moving parts. But I would say we want to fix this quickly, or at least more quickly than the status quo. Adjust some of the hours to be like our international partners here. Sounds to me like this is an FAA-created problem, for one. And obviously the vax mandate and everything else all adds up. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.